Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 332 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Jeremy.
Hi, Pat. My name's Jeremy Deegan, and I've been a dedicated listener since November of 2014. I've listened to all of your SPI podcasts from the beginning, and I've just reached episode 100. I want to thank you for all of this wonderful content and value, and I just want to let you know that I started my journey this week and put up a website. So it's been 6 to 7 years since you started on your journey into passive income. Your tagline is, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. My question is, now that it's later, do you still feel you've created substantial passive income? I know you love what you do, and you wouldn't trade it for anything else, and it gives you time for your family, but is it truly passive? In other words, could you easily plan to leave next month to travel the world for a year and still maintain the business and live off of its income? Thank you again, and look forward to hearing your answer.
Jeremy, thank you so much for the question. And first of all, congratulations on putting up your brand new website. That's great. And secondly, thank you for listening to the show. I mean, you're already at episode 100 after listening for just about 6 months, which is great. And you have, what, 59 more to catch up on now, which is pretty cool. And so there will always be more content for you and everybody else to listen to. But hopefully this episode of Ask Pat will help you out and shed some light on this idea of passive income for everybody else out there as well. Now, what's really cool is that I'm at the point in my business with the way I've set it up, using automation, getting involved with systems, and also building a team to get it to a point where, yes, I could walk away from it. Could I walk away from it completely for a year, kind of just drop everything and have it continue to run for a year? At this point, no. And that might surprise a lot of you, but the thing is, there is no such thing as 100% passive income. No matter what, there is no such thing as 100% passive income. With my businesses, I do have to check on them every once in a while, especially with some of my niche sites that have been up for years. You know, I still maintain them and things like that, but I'm not required to trade my time for money, which is the whole point of all this. Also, when you're doing stuff in the stock market, for example, you have to keep track of your portfolios or have somebody to manage that for you. If you're doing real estate, same thing. You need somebody to keep track and manage those properties. So there's nothing in this world that is 100% passive income forever. But you can create businesses, online businesses, and I feel creating online businesses is the best way to create this form of passive and residual income. The fact that you can work on something now and create it so that it continues to work for you later on, even if you were to walk away from it every once in a while. And I've gotten to the point where I feel like I could walk away, you know, if I were to drop everything today, things would continue to run and work well for me for about 3 to 6 months. Now, the thing is, with smartpassiveincome.com, I'm very active in the content creation side of things. So if I were to stop that, you know, people would still continue to find my content and share it. New audiences would come. A lot of people have listened to a lot of older episodes of the podcast, just brand new. A lot of people have discovered and stumbled upon older blog posts and videos, again, brand new. So it's not like once I stop, the ability to collect new audiences is going to stop as well. No, that will continue to happen. But I know that, like most sites, if you were to stop content creation, it stops a lot of the potential for even more people to find you. So a lot of what people share these days that I'm posting are brand new things, of course. But the cool thing is that these systems are in place to capture those email addresses, to get people through a funnel, and to get people onto my resource page, to get people clicking on affiliate links and things like that. Now, I do feel that in the future, when I have courses and books and things like that out for everybody, it's going to be even more so to the point where I could walk away even for a little bit longer. But if I wanted to, if I wanted to walk away for a year, I'd have to work even harder to set that all up. I would have to, you know, I could continue to, with the way that online business works and blogging and content creation, I could plan ahead. And I've done this where I've walked away and had not done anything on my site for up to 3 weeks because I spent a lot of time up front posting and scheduling content and recording and batch recording interviews and things like that. I actually recently just did this with my trip to Las Vegas for a New Media Expo. Now, this is a mini sort of vacation, if you will, or walk away from my business, but I had planned ahead. I had recorded about 2.5 weeks worth of Ask Pat episodes. I had recorded about 4 or 5 weeks worth of SPI episodes, and I've also written posts ahead of time so that they would be published on schedule and content could continue to come out on that Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule that I currently have. And that's been working great. So again, you can work a little bit harder up front to have things work for you in the future, especially when it comes to that content creation and having to keep continually posting. But yes, I am very, very happy with the way things are, the way that I've set up my businesses and having that flexible schedule and not having to trade my time for money because I've invested that time up front. It allows me to spend more time with my family. It allows me to go on vacations without having to worry about the business and all that stuff. So again, it's all about this whole idea of passive income is building businesses so that they can work for you instead of you having to work for them. You still have to work in them a little bit. You still have to maintain them, but it's not about being tied down to the trading time for money factor. That is the big part about this. And the more you invest up front, the more you can get in return. And it comes in spurts, but you can also set things up and diversify sort of like I've have over time. And it's an incredibly beautiful thing. I mean, that's why I talk about it. That's why I created the site in the first place. And I hope to continue to explore new avenues of income generation and passive income generation for you. I'm very soon going to be wrapping up, I'm doing that in air quotes, wrapping up Food Trucker. It's not going to be, you know, taken down, of course, but I am wrapping up the ramp up of content and product creation. We're working on our second book, which is called the Food Trucker Growth Kit, or the Food Truck Growth Kit, which is kind of like book two, but it comes with a lot more pieces. It's for people who already have food trucks, and that is sort of going to be the last big project for now, at least. And then I'm going to make sure that the focus and attention that I put on is going to be put into some other things that I have planned for later this year. But that site, that food trucker site, because I've invested a lot of time up front and content creation on it, I have one book already that's doing really well, making a couple $1,000 a month. The second book is going to be a lot pricier, and hopefully some partnerships will be put into place to be able to make even more money from that. And that will be there for good and passively making money over time. And of course, I'll still have to maintain the site and make sure things are working, but I'm not going to be quite as heavy on the content production of Food Trucker anymore. And we're going to see what happens. We're going to see exactly how passive it can be and how much and how long it can last. So we'll see what happens, but I'm really excited to move into the second half of the year here as we'll be taking the pedal off of Food Trucker and obviously all the speaking that I've done with New Media Expo and the One Day Business Breakthrough live event, which just happened. Kind of, you know, I'm now able to breathe and focus my attention away from those things because those things are done or wrapping up and putting my focus and attention onto new things. And one of those new things includes potentially getting into some e-commerce stuff. So exploring Amazon and a lot of the things that we've had other guests on the SPI podcast talk about for income generation, something totally different, something I've never tried before. I'm going to be doing a lot of experimentation on that front. So it's not necessarily a niche site dual 3.0 because it's not really a niche site, but it's going to be a niche product selling it on Amazon. And I'm still exploring. I haven't nailed down that's exactly what I'm going to do yet, but those are the plans. And I know a lot of people would love to follow along, and we'll see what happens. So Jeremy, thank you so much for the question today. I hope that answers it and gives you some insight onto kind of what I'm thinking, but also what I plan on doing as well. And hopefully that gives you some inspiration down the road too, since I know you just started as well. So best of luck to you. And an Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much for calling in. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And as always, I like to finish off with a quote. And today's quote is from John D. Rockefeller. He says, "Don't be afraid to give up the good, to go for the great." Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.